An important question is why implementation of evidence-based practices sometimes is not sustained. And in my experience, it has a lot to do with the ongoing changing culture in school buildings. So I've seen schools that are using evidence-based practices very well, and often the motivation or the impetus for the school's use of that practice is either a principal who's encouraging his or her teachers to use the practice, or sometimes even a single teacher in that building who has become convinced over time about the value of that practice and has a forceful, positive personality and brings the school on board. So you get a school-wide implementation of a practice that results in dramatically improved student outcomes. And you would think that the clear association between the use of that practice and the better student outcomes would be a very strong motivation for schools to continue to use the practice. But sometimes the principal leaves, a new principal comes in, has a different agenda. Sometimes that leadership teacher leaves or has personal issues that force her to not have as big a role in a school. And as the leadership for the use of the practice wanes, there's always coming and going of a school body staff. So it may be that there are no routine opportunities for new teachers to become trained in the practice that at one time was universally used in that school. And it just may be that the incentives and motivators for what practices a school is being encouraged to use is changing. I think that a lot of the times when you've got a strong implementation of a good practice that's clearly resulting in improved student outcomes, when that begins to fail, the lack of sustainability is often due to leadership issues.